This last week has been the coldest stretch in Boston in a century, and it's been especially hard on people who work outside. Healthcare experts say those who regularly work outside, such as police officers and construction workers, know how to prepare for the cold. It's the novices who can get into trouble. WBUR's Simone Rios reports.
In the heart of Dorchester's Savin Hill neighborhood, a demolition crew takes down a building that used to house a convenience store. Justin McDonald has been working as a laborer for a decade, and he says the last few days have been the coldest he's ever worked through.
It's real cold, you know, just keeping your extremities moving, layering up. You know, we usually keep a car running. Anyone gets cold, we jump in the car.
Does that happen very often?
A couple times a day.
Freezing temps and blistering wind? Sure. But McDonald says it's nothing he hasn't seen before.
This is what we grew up with, you know? I kind of like it. You saw the Pats out there Sunday. They're dealing with it, so we can't complain.
McDonald says his crew will be working outside a couple more weeks before wrapping up until spring. Working outside in the freezing cold can lower the body temperature and cause the body to experience cold stress. Conditions can include frostbite, hypothermia, and trench foot, which occurs with exposure to cold and wet conditions. The Occupational Safety and Health Administration does not have a specific policy on working in the cold, but employers are encouraged to provide heaters and schedule frequent breaks in places that are warm and dry. For Justin McDonald, the demolition man, that's common sense.
We don't have a lot of guys working anymore. It's just kind of a couple of us, so we just keep an eye on each other and make sure everyone stays warm. There's a coffee shop next door. We'll go over and get warm, get a coffee, and keep going, you know.
McDonald's good sense has led him and his colleagues to stay healthy despite the frigid temperatures. Dr. Chris Baugh is medical director of the emergency department at Brigham and Women's Hospital. He says most people who work outside know the drill. Layers, layers, and more layers. Baugh worries more about the indoor types, like someone who misses a bus and ends up spending more time in the cold than expected.
Those folks have been doing this for quite a while and understand the risks fairly well and do a good job of protecting themselves. We see more often in the emergency department people who don't spend as much time outside normally and may even be caught off guard outside.
For newcomers to northern winters, medical professionals say cover your extremities, bring an extra change of clothes, and plan for the unexpected. But overall, even during a historically cold stretch, Dr. Baugh says New Englanders know how to dress.
It doesn't seem like a surprising amount of frostbite or cold-related injuries for Boston in December and January. So I think that just speaks to the local residents being smart about their time outside and being well prepared.
You may not be a construction worker, but with wind chills dipping way below zero in parts of the state, you might consider dressing like one. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simone Rios.